Let us pray.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Would you please be seated? Have you ever had your life turned upside down? Where everything is going according to plan, all your rhythms work, all your routines work, and then all of a sudden, things change. And nothing that you did before works any longer. We know this experience? Yes? The most obvious experience for us, I think, was having children. You know, we had things settled, and then a child was born, and then nothing worked, right? Many of us have had that experience. Today we're talking about lives being turned upside down and how in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the world gets turned right side up. And we're going to do that by talking about God's faithful love, how Jesus' resurrection turns everything on its head and how it keeps turning everything on its head. So if you'll join me on page 4, I'm going to call out page numbers as we look at some of our readings today. This is from the prophet Jeremiah, and there is a sentence here that drew my attention. I have loved you with an everlasting love, the prophet says on God's behalf. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built. This everlasting love, this steadfast love of God is the entire story of the Bible. It starts when human beings fall into sin, and God just doesn't wipe the deck and start over again. No, he makes the first sacrifice. He makes clothes for the man and the woman and sends them into their work. God continues to come alongside human beings, calling them, trying to bring them back into relationship with him. Now, sometimes this faithfulness becomes extreme, where he rescues one family out of all the families of the world in the story of Noah. But then, as the world comes back to life, after the evil and death has been run out of the earth, he calls Abraham, who goes to the promised land. From Abraham's descendants, he calls Joseph, who brings the people of Israel to Egypt in a time of famine. He calls Moses, who brings the people out of Egypt back to the promised land. There's Joshua, the judges, King David, the prophets. In all of this, God's everlasting love continues. God's faithfulness will not be shut out, no matter what human beings do. And this faithful love, this faithfulness to humanity, and especially to the people of Israel, combined with some of the things that the prophets had to say, led by the time of Jesus' ministry to a hope of resurrection. That at the end of time, God would raise the dead back to life. And not only the righteous dead, but the unrighteous dead. So that the righteous could be rewarded for their righteousness and the unrighteous could be punished for the evil that they had done in their bodies. By the time of Jesus, not everyone had this expectation in Israel, but it was a widespread expectation for many that this resurrection would happen at the end of time, at the turning of the age, when God would set everything right. So turning now to page 6 and looking at our gospel, just about 5 lines up, the angel says, "Go and quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. So we have this expectation of God's steadfast love bringing everything to goodness and wholeness again in resurrection at the end of this age. But here, outside of Jerusalem, some 2,000 plus years ago, these women have an experience of an angel. They're told that the resurrection for Jesus isn't waiting for the end of time. The resurrection for Jesus is happening right now. And the world is turned upside down. It turns everything on its head. What could it mean that God raises one from the dead in anticipation of all being raised from the dead? If you want to hear our earliest siblings in faith wrestle with this question, just go read the New Testament. That's what this is about. What does it mean that Jesus was raised from the dead? Well, it means the world is turned upside down. And when you see the world turned upside down in Jesus being raised from the dead, all of a sudden you realize the world had been wrong side up all along. Because in Jesus Christ, we see God's love. We see his justice. We see his faithfulness. And we see our own rebellion. There are ways that we keep working to destroy relationships, to keep ourselves apart from one another. In Jesus Christ, everything is turned upside down, which is right side up. Now on page 5 in our lesson from Paul's letter to the Colossians, we see that Jesus' resurrection still turns things on its head. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Paul, in reflecting on all of these things that have happened, in the incarnation, God becoming flesh in human form, God becoming a human being, in God's faithful love that is woven throughout the Old Testament, he realizes that Jesus comes to represent all of us. That when he's baptized in the Jordan River, he is taking all of us on, all of our goodness, all of our badness, all of our sin, all of our disappointment. He carries it with him through his life. He carries it to the cross. And on the cross, he kills death. He kills sin. He defeats Satan. So that on this third day, some 2,000 years ago, when Jesus rises from the dead, we too are raised with him. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. A lot of times, friends, we keep looking for our true selves somewhere deep inside of us, when in fact, our true selves are hidden with Christ in God out ahead of us. We in Christ are growing towards that time where we will know God's love perfectly for ourselves and be able to show God's love perfectly for the world. This is our calling. The women are sent to tell, go tell the apostles. Go tell the apostles to go to Galilee so they can get their instructions. And it's there in Matthew that Jesus says, as you are going, baptize everyone, disciple and baptize everyone in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So we gather today, not just because the stores have reminded us for 3 months that Easter is coming. We gather today because in Jesus Christ, God has turned the world upside down and shown us that this is right side up. We gather today to participate in this story, to receive that life in our hands and on our lips, and to be sent, to be God's witnesses of love and justice and peace wherever we may go. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.